didn't, which I think's a good thing for history.
I accept it. Let's see. Today is May 20th, 1988, and I guess we can begin the interview. First of all, I'd like you to tell me your name and where you were born and a little about yourself, if you would.
Yeah, how is it? I was born in Sheridan, Wyoming. And that was in November 23rd, 1916. So I never got too far where I was born. Like 75 miles.
When did you move over to Campbell County?
Oh, when I was 2 or 3, I don't know, long in there sometime.
So you don't really have any memories of living in Sheridan County?
Huh?
I was born.
And then moved over, I see.
Your dad had a homestead. Yeah.
Maybe you could tell me a little about that, about where you grew up once you moved over to this county, and a little about your mother and your father, and about your education.
I ain't got much education. My mother and dad, they divorced when I was, you know, I know, 6 months. 6 months old or something like that. And I lived here with my grandmother and my step-granddad. And I met my dad the first time, what was it, 30 years old? About that. He was a telephone man in Reno, Nevada. And my mother, she lived in different places. Her and her husband lived in different places. They're both gone now. When did Dad die?
He's remarried.
Yeah, they're both remarried, yeah.
3 times.
When did Dad die? Five, six years ago?
Before 7 years ago.
Well, Mom's been gone about 2 years. Three, something like that. 2 years, I think.
Mom died in 79.
So,
I went to school as far as worst of the 8th grade, and I graduated to 4 horses. Went to work.
I see. And your religion?
I don't have much.
Okay. Well, it's kind of hard when there's no church to go to.
I go to church.
Is there one here?
Gillette.
Oh. Yeah. I see. Well, let me see what else I was going to ask you. Maybe you could tell me a little about your work since you left school, what you've gone on to do?
Farming and ranching, I've done all my life.
Uh-huh. Mm. What kind of ranching?
Cattle ranching. Yeah. Wheat farming mostly, oats, but mostly wheat.
Uh-huh. How did your family come to live here? You moved in with your grandparents, how did they?
Well, my step-granddad homesteaded right over here, and then he married my grandmother. Mm-hmm. I had a sister. She was killed when she was 11 years old. She lived in Billings with my mother. And then I bought this place here, joined it. And we moved over here, I know, 40 years ago, I guess.
How big is Spotted Horse?
two bachelors.
It's not very big, huh?
No. Well, it used to be. That used to be the country store and the post office, you know, for years and years. And they had a grocery store there and a post office and filling station. And then all the people died, and then this bachelor got it. And he's got another bachelor in there with him. And they don't have anything anymore, but they don't even have gas. You can buy beer, pop, and bar candy if they got
just the essentials.